Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
The jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sometimes people send us emails to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Sometimes they slide into our DMs on social media. And sometimes they just reach out directly because they're a regular on the show and they have their own problems.
Yeah, and they don't mind saying it with their chest, song included.
Enter Ariana and West Dallas. And by the way, this involves me. I got her in trouble.
Magically.
Yeah, me. And I just met her husband, who's Honduran. Is that right? From Honduras?
Yeah, Hondureño.
He was adorable.
Yes, we met him at the bike yard.
I know. You just got married. Congratulations, Ariana. And we got to meet him, but he's mad at us, DC.
Why should you say? Us.
Fine. He's mad at me.
Okay, you.
Okay, so.
He's mad at y'all.
A little bit.
The us being you, Ariana, and Ariana.
He's wrong, even though he's mad at us. She wants to know if she's the jerk for going to Magic Men with me on Dear Widows weekend. So November, 22nd, we're all going to be at Pottawatomie with the Magic Men. It's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be hysterical. We're going to have a great time, okay? And so Ariana won tickets on this show.
I remember. I was here.
And now there's a problem. So what's the problem, Ariana?
So he's a little upset because obviously I'm gonna go see some men, right?
Yes,
I'm doing something.
Yes,
that...
it's a male review. It's a dance. It's like a dance act.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, it is.
It's like they have dance moves.
It's guys doing a choreographed routine with different types of costumes on, and then no, it's not
in
Halloween.
In a theater at Pottawatomie, we're fine.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yes. That's what I said. He's a little upset because he's never been to anything like that either. Like no strip club or no eye. So this would be my first time.
Wait, this is not a strip club. Let's stop right there. And let me correct, because I have, okay?
True, very true, very true. There's
both
a difference. This
so
is more like
clarify.
Like a Chippendales, if you will.
This is not that. There is not nudity. They don't even allow that when you go to male reviews. Now, there may be a banana hammock or two, but there is no nudity. You might see a cheek here or there, but he's going to have a thong on if you see a cheek, okay?
You might see a little peach.
But there will be no nudity, okay?
So That's what I told him. I confirmed him. I was like,
it's a male review.
But the thing is, neither of you guys has
let me go.
Neither of y'all has ever been to anything like that, whether
so
it be a dance show, whether it be a review or a club.
There is a big difference. When you go to, say, a actual club where they're allowed to do whatever, it's a lot different. Things happen in back rooms that probably shouldn't sometimes.
Which
things happen all the time.
That shouldn't sometimes.
There is nudity. nudity. There is a lot of touching. This is totally different. Yes. Okay, this is should not be shameful. Well, none of it should be, honestly. You want to do with your body should be you.
Exactly.
But I'm saying, like, I understand your husband's a little jealous, Ariana, but I don't think you're a jerk for going to the Magic Men review with me at Pottawatomie.
Hey,
what's the problem? And this isn't even an ad.
We're going to take care of each other, Allie. We're going to take care of each other.
We're going to have a great time. We're going to laugh. It's like, hey, there's a guy with big muscles. I mean, that's what women do with these things.
Yeah, y'all laugh at guys with big muscles for
sure. If anybody needs to touch them, I'll handle it, okay?
Allie said, I volunteer as tribute. As whatever you need me to be, Zaddy, okay?
I'm saying it's no different. You know, haven't you ever seen Chris Brown on stage pulling women up?
Correct.
And maybe he's a bad example, well, but it's the same kind of nonsense.
But imagine like a meet and greet with, you Usher. Know, Usher, right? He'd be feeding girls cherries nonstop. I'm sorry, but if we were at an Usher show, let's just be real. Mm-hmm. If we were at an Usher show, my wife would be enjoying herself talking about my boo. Right. And then he walking through the aisles giving girls cherries. Bruh, if you don't hand me that cherry, I will feed it to my wife. Thank you.
Wait, does your husband just want to come and hang out at Pottawatomie and look controlling while we're at the show? Because he could.
Is he fearing of missing out?
I'm
does
okay.
he want to see some dudes too?
No. I want to enjoy myself.
He's not invited.
She said, I don't want him there, Allie.
No está invitado. He's not invited.
Wait, I didn't tell you the best part, Ariana. I got a suite in the hotel at Pottawatomie that night.
You're not helping.
I got us a sweet lady.
We're not going to tell him that, though.
Oh, great. Now I'm incriminated out here with y'all because I know, and he speaks Spanish, so he's going to look at me like, where's my wife? ¿Dónde está mi esposa?
Sometimes.
But you gonna be dry snitching, bro. You gonna be lying. Now I'm gonna be over here like, man, I don't know, man. Ariana didn't come home. That's crazy.
So
call
Ariana,
Allie. Don't call me.
Ariana's.
I'm coming home.
I know.
So
we're joking.
Somebody already texted in. We have all these texts. People are cracking up right now. They said, oh, please. There's no reason to be bent about her going to the show. You can see worse things on MTV.
That part.
Somebody else said, it's Taylor from Milwaukee. I think she should take her husband to a club before she goes, just so it's fair. Okay.
Why not go to a club together as an experience?
You could go as a couple. I've done that.
Because I do hear. One thing is, if you guys have been to places, have gone out, if he's been to a club, whatever, but if you guys have neither been and normally don't, I get why he might be uncomfortable by that. I get it.
But
he is very reserved. He is very, like, I'm the opposite. I'm, like, the more upbeat person,
more talkative. Yeah.
And he's super reserved. He's, like, a homebody. He doesn't, like, drink or, like, things like that.
In his wheelhouse. So I understand, Ariana. You came home and you went, you know what? DZ and Allie, they're my people, and Allie gave me tickets to Magic Men today on the show. Oh,
that's so fun.
And then he went, huh?
What's Magic Men? And then you explained it, and he went, what?
They're magic. And the good news is they're gone tomorrow. See, the show's over. Okay, so somebody texted in, not the jerk. It's a performance. No harm there. It's not like she's leaving him.
This is a job. She's not out there hunting for dudes.
True.
Right?
True.
Technically, a lot of these guys are probably either married themselves
or gay.
Or not into...
Wait, I'm not supposed to say that out loud.
Hey. I'm just saying, everybody's preference is their own. I'm just saying, they're either already wifed up or they're the wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on what they prefer.
Listen,
and that's okay.
Ariana, I knew a guy who danced for the Chippendales and toured with them, and he was not into women.
See?
That'll put your...
Hey, but the women's was into him, though. So let me stop clowning, bro, because we're not helping at all.
No, we're not.
I just know her husband's in the back like, I hate both of y'all.
I cannot wait until November 22nd. We're going to Magic Men. But the question is, are you the jerk for going to Magic Men because your husband's uncomfortable with it, basically?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. We got there. It took a lot, but
We got there. A lot of joking.
All right, 414-533-1037. For the record, I say not the jerk, obviously.
Fine. For the record, I say jerk.
You would.
Obviously.
You would. See, he's just trying to team up with your husband.
I know.
I already told him me and him are going to hang out that
day. That's fine. Bye.
Take him out.
Bye.
Take him out. Wait, well, like the kind of like take him out or like take him out?
Okay, we'll talk to you next.
No, sorry.
Stop it. Knock it off, both of you. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ariana in West Dallas wants to know if she's the jerk for going to Magic Men at Pottawatomie with me on the 22nd for Dear Widows Weekend. Whoever texted in, if this was two dudes going to something like this, it's immediate jerk for Allie. Let's just be honest. And then they put that part in all caps like they laid it like, oh, you told me.
They responded to themselves.
I'm like, dude, first of all, I've been to all kinds of shows, male reviews and regular clubs where it's not a male review.
Yeah, y'all got it wrong on this one.
I've been to many female clubs many a times. Mm-hmm. I am not shy to the industry, okay?
That part.
None of this freaks me out. None of this scares me whatsoever.
Nor are you weirded out by somebody going to this if you had a partner that would, you know, be going out with the boys.
Boyfriends go to clubs and I dealt with it. Okay? And they're allowed to because I trust them. And if I don't, that's a problem.
That's a problem. There you go.
So anyway,
anywho's,
let's go to the lines. Let's start with Eden in Milwaukee this morning. Eden's on the phone. And Eden, we're talking about if Ariana's a jerk for going to Magic Men with me. What do you think? Her husband's upset about it.
She's a jerk.
She is the jerk.
Go on. Okay, go on, girl.
Why?
Well, if her husband is expressing that he, you know, isn't comfortable with it, then I feel like it's more so just a respect thing. Like again, as how the text said, like, obviously, like, I feel like it's okay if, like, you're single or if your partner does something else that's like that and you guys are comfortable with it. But if he's expressing, you know, that he's not comfortable with it, then I feel like it really is something that you should maybe
need to acknowledge.
Yeah, because, like, if the roles were reversed and if he went to something like this, it's like, you know, how would she feel?
And everybody keeps texting that in, and we keep saying it's not a parallel. As someone who's been to male reviews and someone who's been to strip clubs, they're not the same. They're not even close. One's way dirtier than the other. One's way nastier than the other. And male reviews are not.
Here's the thing. We don't know if Ariana would feel some type of way if her husband would go to stuff
like that.
We know he's the more reserved one. She's the partier, if you will. She said that herself.
The good news is, you didn't know this, but she's still on the phone. Hey, Ariana.
Hey, Ariana.
Eden said you're a jerk.
Eden called you a jerk, right? You said respect your husbands.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Eden going 10 toes and yep.
Not to be awkward, but what do you think about that, Ariana?
Ariana.
You're there. Why
girl,
is she not saying anything?
Come on, girl. Hello?
She's there. Oh, she's literally got us muted or something?
Right, what's going on?
Unbelievable. All right, put her on hold if she's not going to talk.
Come on.
Jeez. All right, Eden said, jerk. Okay, thanks for calling, Eden. Bye.
Appreciate you.
Bye. All right, let's go to Amanda in Waukesha. I don't know where Ariana went.
Man, we'll try. You want to try again?
Yeah.
Ariana?
I don't think that.
Ariana?
Maybe try the other side.
Dang it. Yeah,
hit the other side. Hit the other side. The left side. Ariana. Oh, there you are. DZ tried something new. It didn't work. He tried something new and it didn't work.
We're supposed to have two sides that should work, but it didn't work. Let's lock you in now on the right side that we know works.
You heard Eden say you were a jerk. What do you think?
I mean, I take that respectfully, right?
I wouldn't have. You gonna take that?
She said, I'll
take that respectfully.
Me over here stirring the pot. You gonna take that?
What? Rah, rah, rah.
But like I said, I think I'm more of an open person where I trust him, you know, and he trusts me. So I think it's just
Ariana,
it's new to him and it's new to us, you know.
I want to be honest.
Relationship. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is the least scary thing of all the male this is the safe one for couples, I feel like. Trust me. Somebody said, DZ, would you be upset if your wife went to see Magic Men?
I couldn't care less.
I know, because you know it's just a funny dance show.
Have fun.
A couple women get danced on while the other women yell. There's nobody in a private room like there are at strip clubs. It's not like
that. Go pinch you a butt cheek if you get the chance, girl. Do your thing.
It ain't like that. So all right, did we go Amanda in Waukesha, that's who we're going to.
Yes.
She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row, just like you, Ariana.
Yay!
Let's see if she's going to call you a jerk, too.
I would never.
Aww.
Not once, not never. Have your fun. I mean, you're going to see as much skin as you would at a beach.
Thank you. That part.
Or touche.
At the beach. Yes.
Stay at home and wait for me, honey. I'll be home later. We're all excited.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I gotta tell you, she's not wrong. I mean, usually we go to these things and they get us fired up. And then we're like, where's our dude?
Where's your dude?
You know?
Right. When you go home. Exactly as you said, Allie.
Ariana, I'm telling you, you are going to be like, huh? You're
going to be. He's going to be some type of way, being like, you ain't even think about me. You think about Joe Schmo from the show.
It's an aphrodisiac. Like, you show up, like, you're feeling sexy now. You're feeling, like, good about yourself.
Invigorated, if you will.
You're feeling invigorated, and you're like, huh?
Well, maybe set that into his mind. Be like, Zaddy, you gonna get a little shot and play. You gonna get some play time. You know what I'm saying? When I get home, as soon as I get home.
See?
Okay. See? Well, maybe y'all are onto something.
Part of it. Mm-hmm. And if it ever comes back to town, take him to see the Suicide Girls. It's a female burlesque show.
Oh, same thing.
And it is a ton of fun. I took my husband to it.
And that's what I would put as an equivalent. Like, you go to some of these burlesque shows or, like, Vegas, they have shows where women have their tops off, right? It's the same thing, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. You see more at a women's
in this, one. In this country, we have this odd attachment to, like, body and representation of it and the exposure of it that you don't see anywhere else in the world. So when you get some like overseas shows from any part of the world elsewhere, you go, oh my gosh, this is so exotic. No, this is just normal.
It's normal.
The body's
just
normal.
We're the ones who shame ourselves for our body and our sexual beings. But hey.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling, Amanda. We got one more left. Have a great day.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Thank you,
Amanda. Thank you.
Dude, Courtney and West Bend texted in, not the jerk. It's a performance, just like going to Hamburger Mary's. Harmless.
Fair. And that's a great comparison, right? You wouldn't be mad at nobody going to Hamburger Mary's for a show. Great point. Great point.
Somebody said, not the jerk, and they're saying exactly what I said. The difference is most men go behind women's back to see the strippers. She's telling them, I'm going, dude.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's go to, you ready for this? Roger in Milwaukee. We got to get another dude on.
Roger.
She said, Roger.
Roger.
Hold me down, Roger.
Yo, good morning, Allie, Deezy, Milwaukee, stand up, it's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R, if you don't know now, you know, let's go!
Hey.
Yo, I'm just gonna throw it out there, not the jerk, I met Ariana at the bike,
At the bike drive, y'all did me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her husband.
Yeah!
You met hubby too?
Yeah!
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey, Papa, it's harmless, man. When she get home, you gonna like it, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, Roger's been married 100 years. He knows.
I've been married a long time. Me and the wifey, we done did all that. We've been to the bad, you know. But hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. You just learning new tricks. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, with the bad, not with the one you going to.
Roger, you're right. You should have go through all these things as a couple and have these experiences.
Yes.
And you know it's harmless.
Yes.
What she's the Magic Men review is going to be harmless.
And can we say we understand that? We understand that this is something completely new in your guys' relationship that neither one of you guys has experience with. So yeah, it might be a little hard to navigate and, you know, uncomfortable for one side or the other. And it's going to be like that. And it's not the first, and it's definitely not the last time you guys are going to come in front of something like that.
Exactly. But Ariana, I feel Ariana's going to take care of it. She's going to take care of it. He's going to be all right.
And she's going to take care of him, too.
He might be a little rough on it, but she's going to take care of it.
Totally.
Take care of Papa.
Well, see, listen, go tell your husband, two married men who've been married a long time are saying, chill out, you're going to be fine. You're gonna be fine.
I told him at the bike drive too.
Y'all know,
I was like, Poppy, it ain't nothing, man. It's not serious. It's cool. And I could tell he got a little uncomfortable. So I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna bombard you, man.
He didn't even want to talk about it. He was so uncomfortable.
He didn't even realize I spoke Spanish. You said, oh, you really are.
Listen, I'll take plenty of videos and he'll see how harmless it is, okay?
Yeah. You can take videos.
It's harmless,
I'm gonna.
No, Ariana, you good, dog.
Ariana.
You good, Ariana.
Yeah, look, you're going home to your man, okay?
Yep.
That's all that matters. I'll see you at Magic Men on the 22nd. Not an ad, but
yes,
it should be.
Roger, we appreciate you, fam. You too, dog.
Roger, love
y'all
both.
Have fun, Ariana. I've been married 31 years. Hey, let's go.
Listen to that.
Thank you.
31
said,
years.
If you need a plus one to make your husband, you know, comfortable, I'll go, Roger says. I'll go.
For sure.
Get out of here, Roger.
To be honest with you, that's my birthday weekend. My wife was going to go. She was going to go.
I hope your wife comes.
She can't. We're going to be in Chicago.
Never mind.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Never mind,
bye, Roger.
Anyway.
Love, man. Peace.
Hey, you already know how I pull up.
Oh, you pull up strong every
He's
time, man.
He's going to drive back from Chicago for 5 minutes and go back to Chicago. Yep. Roger would do that.
He said, you know how I'm coming. Bye, Roger.
Roger. Love you. Bye.
Love you guys.
Peace, man.
All right, Ariana, love you too. I'll talk to you later, girlfriend.
Bye.
See you at Magic
Man. And obviously, we'll have an update when it all comes around. I'll tell you how it went in a couple of weeks when we go to the show, because we're all going to be there together.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. So I will update you guys. And Ariana can update you as well how her husband felt after the fact.
I want her husband to update us how he felt after the
he
fact.
He can update us.
I'll translate.
Fine. Fine with me. I'll try to translate a little. Then I'll make things up as we go. But so what?
And I'll correct it. Yeah, we good.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.